want to on that?
It's fine.
Because Kalocha, Kalocha is in the Great Plain area.
Right.
You can write it down, Kalocha. This is Kalocha. That's okay.
What? So the Nagia Fault
yes.
includes
Kalocha.
K-A-L-O-S-C-S-A.
I'm sorry. And Mezőkövesd, that is the highland area.
Mezőkövesd. No, this is a fence. Yes, okay.
You Mezőkövesd, you pronounce very nicely.
M-E-Z-O-K-L-D-S-E.
Now, Kalotaszeg
yeah.
is Transylvania.
And that's the...
K-A-L-O-T-A-S-Z-E-G. And Székelyföld is, that's the same thing. There is of Czechoslovakia, no Bulgaria. No Bulgaria, Czechoslovakia, Yugoslavia.
Uh-huh.
That was my... Czechoslovakia.
So Bulgaria...
Is no. It's Yugoslavia.
Was never...
Never was this. And Romania is okay.
Romania is not okay.
Okay. So Bulgaria was wrong.
Yeah.
And yes. You say Yugoslavia?
Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia.
I don't know how long Yugoslavia will be that, but now.
Yeah, jeez.
You know that what I just for you, if you can.
Sure. So some of what was Hungary is now in Yugoslavia.
Oh, yeah. Slovenia, and this is Croatia.
Okay, so that's the...
That was part of the Hungary.
The southwestern part of Hungary was Croatia.
Croatia.
Is now Croatia and Slovenia.
Slovenia, yes.
And then so,
this old Hungary was three times what it is today.
There's
only one-third left.
Yes, one-third left. Two-thirds went all over.
And three-quarters of the population went up. We were to learn the embroidering, because that's a great pastime, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's you accomplish something. Even if I watch television, I can do it.
Uh-huh.
But that time when they did it, then it is no television. And you can see...
That's exactly.
You can see how full... Mm-hmm. Is the original design.
So they had concentrated more in the old days.
Yes. And now they think, they're still doing, the younger one and the older one in Hungary, they do it now.
Uh-huh.
Because they love to make it, you know, and it's and I am too, and she's.
So what is the name of the museum? You've donated pieces to the museum, or are you loaning?
No, this is just what I said.
Some of the other Hungarian communities in Florida.
Lakeland.
Not the Lakeland, the other one is what hívják azt a másikat. That is better one.
Plant City.
Plant City is a very big one.
Plant City.
Yeah.
I don't know because you know they are moving out. So this is the problem is the people are growing and moving out, but many.
Used to have a lot of farmland.
Farmland.
Is that why? Is that what brought them to Plant City?
Yes. Plant City.
Plant
City and that is included Tampa because Plant City is close to Tampa, that region, and there is it's many.
Tampa, St. Petersburg,
and that is
and Sarasota has 4,000 people, Hungarians.
Mm-hmm.
4,000.
And Sarasota. Sarasota has
and
but
also
there is
Miami. Couple thousand in Miami.
Mm-hmm. So there is the. But.
Of course, you can find Hungarians anywhere you go.
But not like Hocsivták ez
milyen.
There's a city, Hocsivták ez Masaryk city, not like a Mas. But Lakeland is used.
Plant City.
Plant City is where they used to grow the strawberry. That's a strawberry city.
Is that what attracted the Hungarians?
Because farmers. They are farmers, farmers.
Is there a statewide club or organization or anything?
Plant City, yeah. They have the Hungarian club there.
And they have the Hungarian club, and they have a... Which one?
Church.
Church. And the other...
Is there any kind of a statewide organization?
No.
No, it's just the community.
No.
I do not... You know, what is the hard things to... Used to be up north, because of Cleveland area, where there is 100,000 Hungarian live.
Uh-huh.
That's that region. It's a large community.
In one city.
So region is right. Cleveland area. You know, just for... You know that... In before the war, Hungary has one large city, is the capital city of Budapest, and then its largest city was Cleveland, because that's 100,000. That 2 million in Budapest, 1,200,000 in Budapest, and 100,000 in Cleveland.
Second place.
That was
in the 1930s.
Because many Hungarians...
They used to have an ethnic school, an Hungarian school.
And the church organized.
Five
you know,
churches.
You can have good community if you have a church, like a Greeks. They can organize by the church.
Uh-huh.
And the Hungarians don't have churches. That's not organized well.
Let's get back, if we can, to you and Sylvia.
Okay, I'm sorry.
this is good, but I think it's probably enough.
Yes.
It's been very, very good.
Would you like to have some to drink?
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the work that you've done, two of you.
Yes.
What have you covered? What have you taught?
Yes, we covered the Kalocsa area, so Kalocsa design, we covered there. We are just finishing up there. And we covered the Mezőkövesd very well, because Mezőkövesd has different, what I told you, we have the wool, on wool, and this is the one, and we have the Matyós has the Szent István design, that's a different design, and the Matyós design, which is the Mezőkövesd design. We covered this. She made a piece which has four different design on it, and she's practicing on it. And do you have here?
Yeah, I have it here.
And
well, it's okay, we can take photos later, but I just want to talk a little now.
Yes, so anyway, and I covered the Transylvanian, and special this wide chain stitch, this Irasos.
Chain stitch?
Yes. But that we called Irasos, written type. That is what we call. That's a special name for this. And we covered this one because she need more practice on this. It's very hard to make it. I knew. I have other apprentices, Mrs. Spreckerson. She did very good work on it. You maybe see it in the picture. She made a blouse, and she's very good. But I know at that time just only that kind I teach them, because it was very hard, and she learned all the four ones. So
before you taught just one kind?
Okay. Yes.
The Transylvanian?
Transylvanian.
The wide chain stitch?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now she learned all of it, and also she does learn the design. That's what I and the background of the design, how developed, how is now this is changing, because the folk art are always changing. It's not not a dead art, you know. Just it's always changing. They have new idea, but the inside that region. So she's learning, and I would like to teach her how we can interpret special the Kalocsa design in the Florida flowers. I would like to make some of the design, and I have picked up some of the flowers in my garden, and
I wanted to bring that up, but I was afraid to, because
that is the how the folk art is.
What flowers might you
Okay, I don't know that name, but that is... Nem tudom, a másik...
Ja, piros.
Piros, a piros és a
Iszéta.
Impatience?
A lilát. Impatience.
Impatience.
Petunia.
Petunias. Impatience. Petunias not really Florida, no, hanem a Iszéta, a másikat, a...
Azt a lilát.
Nem, a pirosat akartam, hogy...
Hibiscus.
Hibiscus.
Hibiscus. Oh,
hibiscus. Hibiscus is very,
oh, yeah,
very...
That would be beautiful.
That's what I was waiting to hear.
Hibiscus. You know, the hibiscus has a beautiful...
Yeah.
And we can...
Well, she was pointing. And mm-hmm.
That was...
Well, I'd love to see that. If you do one,
oh,
let me know.
See,
I'd
now
love
that's
to see
what
it.
I've been trying to think of that, but it's in my head, and I
yes,
didn't dare mention it.
I came back, and I have my idea. I can now draw how the hibiscus is.
Oh,
that's
so
beautiful.
You would...
Yeah,
like
we are...
You would try
thing
to do that using...
Yes,
the traditional approach, the colorcha.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, uh-huh. I would love that. I'd love
so
to become involved.
So these designs are a little bit abstract.
Abstract, yes.
Uh-huh.
This is the way. That's abstract a little bit, but we can do it.
Uh-huh.
I would like to do that.
Oh,
that was my first
excited
idea, and I will do, and I have my sketches too. Mm-hmm.
How about colors? Would
you
colors
still include the similar thing?
Same colors. I can use the same colors what they used in colorcha, because I can use the what they call the sad color, because the hibiscus has many different color, and I can use this color as a hibiscus color, you know?
Right.
And
so sort of a
yes, and because the
soft rose
soft
color.
Rose
well, you
color
can use anything.
No, I would like to show you. So you can, because the hibiscus has the same... Hogy mutassam meg az ide papírt. Ezeket lerakassuk innen most. You know, this is the way how originally approached that, you know? But you can see the hibiscus... Don't worry about it. That's
no,
okay.
It's okay.
The hibiscus has this... And then has this beautiful, you know, and we can do it like this, you know. And here is the green part,
right?
You know. So and that we have to work out a little bit. What, Mivan?
What is the price? The lady. A price of the
nem a price, nem a price,
price
az csak, Mihály, az csak a same, a number, mert ezt odaadtuk valakinek. We, okay? No, because the hibiscus, if you look at, in like this, I think.
She's talking about the same philosophy of cutting in half.
Yes, this is a cutting half,
right,
and here is the other one, and you can... We can do it because
right
this has come out, and we can do the
maybe
same
do
way,
too,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same way approaching like that, you know, because the big ones has more. That is the way how I would like to.
So you might really start something.
Oh
here.
Yes,
I did.
You know, that is so funny because, like I said, I was thinking about to adopt the Florida, but I want to learn the Hungarian first.
Yeah,
sure.
And then I thought about we must be psychic.
You know, this is the same way approach the.
Uh-huh.
And maybe we can do something here inside because some of it's
right in
it's
the middle there.
Married in
yes
the middle because it's some of it's double.
Uh-huh.
So we can.
Oh yeah, there's all kinds of possibilities.
It's a hibiscus.
Uh-huh. All kinds of possibilities, and of course we have orchids here too. We
yes
could do orchids.
Yes, and we have this red
oh,
one
is
a beautiful one that has small
yes
leaves,
that
you
is
know,
pretty
and has like this.
That's the impatience.
Yeah. And
similar to the
some impatience, and we can replace the by the impatience for the forget me not because
right
it's not much here.
There's
I am doing this.
Yeah,
I am
a
putting
lila
together.
A lila,
and a lila, yeah, I was impatient.
Oh,
yeah,
us,
that's the other one. No, I wanted to do this one and replace by Florida flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So I am doing that.
Great. So what? Sylvia, what do you think you've learned the most?
Well, in addition to learning how to do the different stitches, she's just been a pleasure to come to be with all the time, because she's always teaching me a lot of history along with it, which, in my opinion, always helps you understand what you're doing a little better, because it's, you know, it's easy for somebody to say black and white, you draw this, then you fill it in like this, but unless you understand why you're doing it that way and what made it come to that point, that gives you more of incentive to continue that, just like a tradition. As far as what I've learned, several different stitches. I've learned that some of it's very, very difficult. And I don't know if I'll ever learn properly, but I have really, really enjoyed it, and I'm planning on continuing it, as you've heard me talk. Mm-hmm. I've been ill, unfortunately, and haven't been able to put as much time as I really wanted to into this, but also the fact that I just came back from Hungary, as well as Margaret did, helped me just bring it closer to home as far as wanting to continue it more and more, and learn how to do, you know, learn how to get better at it, because I've still got a long ways to go, but she makes it very interesting for me and fun, because that is, you know, the main reason I wanted to learn how to do it too. Uh-huh. And also, I just recently talked to my family, lives in Boca Raton. She's my cousin's wife, and they have two children, and that's the closest family I have here in this country. Mm-hmm. And she's a teacher, and I talked to her just last week. They were down here, and I talked to her about eventually showing her how to do this, and then she can teach it to the kids, and they can pass mm-hmm. it on, because she knows how to do crafts and sewing and so forth. So as far as passing what I know on, it should continue. And then, of course, this idea, which she hasn't mentioned to me yet, is a great way of continuing the Hungarian tradition with the Florida flowers. Is a fantastic idea. And like I said, I had thought about something similar to that, but, you know, of course, I don't feel right saying anything. I didn't feel right saying anything about it, because I want to learn the traditional first, of course. And I've learned the different stitches, and I love it. I'm very slow at it, because I'm not experienced, because I've never done anything. That's the thing that you need to know, is I've never done any kind of embroidery or anything like that in my entire life. The only thing I've ever done as far as sewing is hemming, and I learned how to sew. I mean, I can sew from patterns, but it has been 20 years since I even done that.
So you've never done anything.
So I've never done anything like this before. And as she said, she first started teaching this and so forth. Well, now she's taught me quite a few different stitches. So, you know, it's, you got to keep it in your head how, what goes with what. And but that's why the history and philosophy goes a long way, to make you understand why, you know, things look the way they look and have to be the way they are and so forth. So, I don't know what else you want me to answer other than...
Yeah,
she's already been over that.
You've said a lot.
I just absolutely love it. I think it's a beautiful tradition.
I think one thing that's come out today is and it sounds like another level, is to really, to do your own designs.
Yes.
Or your own interpretation of traditional designs. And to make those really good designs.
And she has an advantage.
As you were saying earlier, if it's not a great design, even if it's sewn very well, embroidered very well, it's not as good as something that's a great design.
And she has that advantage, being as she's an architect, and she can draw. You can see she free-flowy draws like a... Well, she's an artist, so, I mean, you know, it shows in everything she does. And... So this would be a fantastic thing.
Yes,
it would be.
It's a, she's, what she said, it's a fun. This is a lifestyle, you know. I like to make, always producing something and create something.
Leave something behind besides just, you know, to contribute back to society, not just take from it all the time, to try to leave something behind.
Sounds like the trip to Hungary has inspired both of you.
It has, of course.
Yes.
It has.
Now, how long were you there, Sylvia?
2 weeks.
And you?
4 weeks.
4 weeks.
But you know, when we saw this program, it was just, it was beautiful. I love to see the original pieces, you know, because always what you can get is not the great one and a nice one if you can buy something. But when you go over there and the ladies from that village dressed and they have that beautiful headpiece, it's beautiful, you know, this mm-hmm. pearl in it. And it's a lot of work how they make it. And it was, and also in the Hungarian Folk Art Museum, they just recently, 2 days before we went over there, opened a new permanent exhibit, the Carpathian Basin, what I told mm-hmm. you, the Carpathian Basin Folk Art. All of it, you know, mm-hmm. that every part of it. So from the wood carving, from the fishermen,
pottery,
every part of it, you know, they mm-hmm. show up, the whole Carpathian mm-hmm. Basin, because this is an economical unit. This numero, what, which part of is now, who has owned, but this is an economical unit. The mm-hmm. people lived together for 1,000 years, and they showed the German origin, they showed the
Slavic
origin, Slovakian dresses, they show the dress from the Romanian dresses, because beside the Hungarians, because that was, they lived together. And it was a very nice live together for 1,000 years. Mm-hmm. And this was very great for me, to see all the things together, you know?
The way it used
and,
to be.
And how they used to be. And, mm-hmm. and special, it was an exhibit for the embroidery. It's whole, that all kind of, you know, all mm-hmm. kind of, and you can follow the time on the embroideries, which mm-hmm. was earlier and how change, and you can mm-hmm. see
the evolution,
how,
yeah.
evolution of the embroidery, because the usage, how they use. First of all, they use for their decoration and lifestyle, how change.
Right, and the dyes, more colors.
Yes, more color and.
But there's a lot of things that are still basic, too,
yes.
because, you know, even in the pottery that you see is the same they used to use, they used to have it, they're still the same way now.
No, that's its evolution. You see, this is the culture design on
uh-huh.
the China.
Uh-huh.
That's evolution. You can see, that's a culture design.
Right.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I love her little...
And you can have this, it's all, that's a culture design.
Yeah.
Where's your little salt and pepper thing? I love that.
Yeah, I have.
Ami akishi uya
da. Yeah, that's somewhere here. Now this is...
Yeah, this is interesting. Now this, they use this...
This way.
And that's where
salt
that,
and pepper.
No,
and
this is from America.
Yeah.
That there is a you can see it.
I have a friend.
She is a pottery maker, and she designed a Hungarian way.
Mm-hmm.
And in practicing in America,
mm-hmm. She made that.
Uh-huh.
But they use those kind of salt. Uh-huh. That's what they use. They put that on the table in front of me when we were there. Our family uses that. That's
mm-hmm.
what they use. They don't have the shit, you know, like we have here.
And in many restaurants, they are
yes.
using it.
Because culture design first. I will show you the elements of the culture design one more time, and because I would like, if you recognize, you cannot mix the different style elements. That's very important. No? In culture area.
Can you write the names of the areas for me as she speaks?
Yes.
Thanks.
The area is culture. That is the more recent design. They have all the design, which is two colors, black and red, or blue and red. But now what we know very well, there is the very colorful. Since the 20th century, more colorful threads available, they do their own beautiful design. They have the, you can find the elements of what you can find in the garden. That's a rose. You can find a rose which has two different way, and many different way you can explain the rose. But there is the inside the rose, and this is the leaves of the rose. And here different color. I think it's better if I make for you color.
Sure.
Do you think? Okay, I will bring...
Whatever you think is best. You're the boss.
Yeah, I am
the boss. The master.
Okay.
Maestro.
So anyway, you can see the flower, and you can see the stem of the flower. And from this flower, it grew out from this. This is a bouquet. And there is a other one, which you can find here and all over. That's a tulip. The mm-hmm. tulips, they're different way explained or designed the tulip. This is a tulip, what we used to see it. But they have different way to show. Because this old age, and they what they do in Kalocsa area, they cut through the flower. And they show what is what they see it when they cut through the flower. And you can see here. And that is the inside of the flower, and these are the petals of the mm-hmm. the leaves are very important, because the leaves are show which flower you have it. You have anyway the tulips has longer leaves, and the other one, the rose, has the shorter and different kind of leaves. Now we have another rose, we will have another rose which is different from the other one. We have many, many nice leaves around. This is very remarkable how you can color. This can be red or pink or dark pink. And inside you can see inside the flower too. This is the other one. And we have one very beautiful flower, what we know here, and I put it over here. That is the forget-me-not, which all you can find all the gardens in Hungary. And we explaining here, the forget-me-not, that anyway this color is different.
Would be nicer in color.
Yes, I will do color.
That's great.
I will bring some color.
Go ahead, don't pay any attention to me.
Okay. I would like to make color for you. Do you
Fine.
Know?
Fine.
Okay, this is color picture.
I have both.
Both? Okay. This is not color?
This is black and white, right?
Okay,
now.
No, okay, I will make me bring me. And you know the forms is always which way would like to design. If you want to design like this, you know, you have to have a circle and fill up with the design. If you want to have a dress like this, and you can design like this, that's very important, you know, because it's a beautifully.
That I would like to learn.
That what I did the design. I did the design, and they finishing up in Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I love the color how they choose it.
Beautiful.
Because this is a sad color, what they said.
Yes, now see, she doesn't understand.
Sad color.
Why, it sounds terrible.
Yeah, somoru pamukos, and a bright pamukos. Somoru pamukos.
Oh, yeah, they have
darker colors.
And they have
different color. Which is red, and they used to have it.
We don't have any red in this.
Not red here.
There's
just
purples, mauves, blues, and pinks, and the reds
beautiful.
And the turquoises. The real bright colors are in for the other kind. Not them are some roof, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, I like this
They're
one.
Both beautiful.
That's a different color. No, so we can finish
it. Can a young woman wear this though?
Yes.
If she wants to?
Yes.
It doesn't necessarily mean
nothing age for this, but they have two different color chart.
So it's just the design. I mean, not the design, but the color chart.
Color chart. Now this is the one what I would like to, if you want to, I can bring some color.
Good.
And we can do
Mother,
some.
Leave her alone. You're not in this. Yeah. She always wants to. Can you change the film in your camera now though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one color and one black.
I will start with, because you can see, because I told her, you can see the colors. I put her the color of the thread too, because she don't.
Jeez, that's great.
So I did.
I don't know how on earth you can see that.
I don't need it. Just
she doesn't need one.
This is the all different kind. I don't know. You can have maybe in phone. This is what I did. My friend asked me, and
I'm just moving away.
Yes, and I will have some. That's a beautiful piece. And she said, I would like to make for my sister. I was, okay. And I told her, you know, but I don't know the colors. I said, okay, I will give you the color. But she can't, even if I draw, I just draw the picture for which she has to fill up with threads.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And I find that you can see it. You can see through.
She's going to give her
not me.
Can you see through that?
Well, I can see that there is a design under it, but I couldn't make some drawing from it.
This is pretty thick material. That's why I feel that. That's linen. That's why.
Who did somebody help you learn to draw? Was it your father that used to draw patterns for you?
You know, when I was young, I was 8 years old, and I have at home the Matthew embroidery. Mm-hmm. Anyway, at that time, I find a kind of shiny paper which has sticky in the back, and I cut out the design. I cut out the design, and I make a picture of it. And that was a color chart for that I did the design. And because my father exposed to us for this heritage.
Uh-huh.
So, and later on I learned to draw in the school, because every school has draw lesson. Yeah. We have drawing lessons. It's in the school, elementary to high school.
And they taught you in drawing, did they teach you the folk designs?
Yes, yes.
Like which designs go with which region that?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And we learned the techniques too.
And your father was an
architect. And so am I.
Uh-huh.
And I learned in the greater and the larger way in my university, because we have drafting.
Right. So, but your father was very interested in the folk culture.
Yes.
Did he make any crafts or?
Yes.
What he did design. He do?
You want to see what he did?
Well, if you could just tell me. For right
he
now.
Designed the pillows. He designed the pillows, the color chart. My mother embroidered.
So he would make the designs, and your mother would do
yes,
the embroidery.
Yes, I have these pieces with me. So
yeah,
I.
Yeah, you want to see.
You want to see it?
Yes.
Sure.
I have these pieces with me, and anyway, later on I did. But when I was young, he
doesn't. So this red piece is one that your mother made.
Yes.
Your father did the design.
Yes.
And it's from what region?
Matyó Mezőkövesd.
I wrote that down.
Okay.
Yes. The red piece.
What are these flowers?
These flowers, I can tell you. These are the roses. All the big roses. Mm-hmm. These are the leaves. Used to be the. You can see if you give me the. One other one, because this is a traditional old one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
These are the leaves. You can see the leaves,
mm-hmm.
no? And you can. That's a tulip.
Before they were.
And this is the forget-me-not, but because all one color, that's an old kind, very, very old one. They just use two colors, or red and blue and this one. And you can see here is a combination, but you can see on the other ones. So this is, they're put in the rose a different flower. So that is what, how, this is the small rose, this the two tulips, these are the, but, hogy mondják a, buds, you know, that's a leaves, here is a big tulips, you can see this is giant tulips, the small tulips, and this is the other tulips, so this, how he, here, and the way, they not know some kind of symmetry in it. But mostly is freely, and you cannot see, look through it, symmetric.
Right, it's not perfectly symmetrical.
Just the way how this...
And what would this cloth be used for?
It was a pillow.
For a pillow.
But the back is worn out, and you can
see. It's so old.
So old.
It's how old is this?
Good thing you have it, though.
This is, I think, is older as me. It's about 60 years old.
Beautiful.
Because see, I was not born when she made it. I know that. I was not born when she made it. That's a, and this perfectly the design. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
How they designed the flower and surrounded all of other flowers, and here is a big rose and the big tulips.
Beautiful.
You can see the flow here. That's what I love. The flow.
Yes.
The way it, you know, you don't just stitch it all in one direction.
Get out a kezeddel ide. Mutasd csak. Yes.
The flow of the design is the hardest thing for me to get used to as far as being new at it, to learn which direction to go with the flow and so forth. But it really makes a big difference on the outcome of the flower when you
is the reason why I wanted to show these things for you and talking over, because when you started your own design, you know, you can put the elements together. First time is very, very strange. And then you can...
It doesn't flow. That's true, because when I designed the only one that I really finished completely is the one that... I had drawn it, and then it was stiff, is I think what she's trying to say. It was just kind of stiff. And then, you know, she just sort of relaxed it and made it flow better the way she showed me how to do it properly. And that takes, I guess, a lot of time to learn how to do.
Yes, like that is the main part of it. Not just because you can make some satin stitches, you know, but and stem stitches. That is very important. But first of all, very important, the design, the whole design.
So, if you don't have a good design, it might be sewn very well.
Yes, but not that nice. You know, you can see it, this. That's a nice design. This is a very good design. It's because this is a flow. You can see it.
Flows into each other.
Flows, and all the ones, it's same.
And also the distance between one flower to the next. You know, you just... If you just had a blank piece of paper and had to start, you can imagine how to figure out what would go with what.
Not just one blank paper. Because if I design something, I started with the paper, you can see it on that one. And the next one goes over, and I make it in the circle, because I move it. You know, I have that copy paper.
Okay.
And always, when is the final come out, you know, it's lots of work.
Yeah,
because you remember, I gave you that piece, you know, that.
Yes.
And when I did that, I make four different designs.
Oh my goodness!
And then come out the nicely and the color chart. So it's
not just a one-step process, is what she's saying. You just draw it again. Want one design and then draw another and overlay it over that one and maybe another one and overlay it, figure out exactly how you want it before you do have the final drawing, before you can even transfer it to your material.
I have many different. For this one, I designed the other blouse And I make many different design, you know, when it's finally come out. Because it's what you remember, we picked up the elements from the picture, you remember?
Yeah.
And when we put it together, we find out that element is not good for them.
Exactly.
And this is one thing, you know, it's a beautifully flowing.
Yeah, and that's...
So that might be... It sounds like you're becoming aware of the next step or something, or another level.
You know,
well, in other words,
above basics,
beyond
yeah.
the stitching and
yes.
the sewing
yes.
and doing a
There's
real
a
good
philosophy
job at
to
the
it.
Design exactly. and the philosophy, what makes a good design.
Right.
Yes.
And let's talk about what are some of the things that make a good design. It should flow.
Flow? No. Flow for these two different, to the region. But some of the region, they have the flow and stiffness too.
Uh-huh.
And she learned the Transylvanian design too.
Mm-hmm.
The Transylvanian design used to be a solid color.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be a flow and the stiffness, because some of the flower is very straight, stiff,
uh-huh.
like this one. Where is it? That's it. You can put it in. This one. Now this is the other kind, you know?
Is Transylvania.
Transylvania.
Uh-huh.
You can see it. This is has some stiffness, but the flow too.
Right.
So that's a difference.
So it's more symmetrical.
More symmetrical.
More geometric.
But
it also has graceful at
yes.
the same time.
Uh-huh.
And one color.
One color. And there is many, many different ones.
Is Transylvanian often one
yes.
color?
Yes. Transylvanian. Uh-huh. This is, you can see this. That's what I would like to make a belt.
Uh-huh.
You can see this is, that is very traditional. This is the rose from Transylvania.
Uh-huh.
And you can have one rose, it's a big rose, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I will show you another one.
So the different regions might interpret different elements differently. Like the rose in Transylvania is... It's quite different from the, how do you say it, Kalocha.
Right.
Kalocha.
Yes.
And what's the other one, Muskova?
Mezukove.
You'll make a Hungarian out of me yet.
Yes.
You
it might take a while.
Before you know it.
Before you know it. But anyway, this is the other one, you know? And mm-hmm. you can, that's what she learned. She learned first of all the Kalocha, and then she learned the Macho, and two different kind of Macho, because they have different, the material what they're using different.
Mm-hmm.
They use the silky material or the pearl cotton, and they use the, they call the wool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she is learning, because that's her favorite.
Now, how about the material in Transylvania?
Transylvania is linen and cotton. But this cotton is not pearl cotton. We have this one here. It's a heavier thread.
Uh-huh. Well, let me get this straight. In Kalocha, what's the material?
The material is cotton material, the basic material, cotton material, and pearl cotton used for the stitches. And
cotton
for
thread.
Cotton threads, yes. And that is what we.
Mm-hmm.
This is what she will learn too. Mm-hmm. And this is a.
And me too.
Okay. But we need a good sewing machine. It's.
She has one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good.
Just got it.
Just got it. This is made sewing machine. That's a cutout work made sewing.
Uh-huh.
And that she's learning too.
And the
Mezukövés Matyó
material. Matyó material has different one. That
very
has
different.
Felt and
wool felt.
Wool felt.
Uh-huh.
And you can embroider on wool felt. It's like silky material or wool
mm-hmm.
threads. And there is the linen or cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Even the cotton can be a black base. What I would like to mention to you, for the Kalocha base material, for the material what they're using for it, It's white, always white.
For Kalocsa.
For Kalocsa. In Mezőköves, they used white and black. So they can embroidering on white or black.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can see in the black in Kalocsa, it's not original. That's a mixture. I don't want to teach her to do it. So, and in Transylvania, they use colorful for threads. You know, they use pearl cotton, all kind of color.
And what region is this?
In Mezőkövest.
Okay.
We are in Mezőkövest now. And now we are going to Transylvania.
Right.
Transylvania, they use linen cotton, but white or gray. You know, this is the natural color of
unbleached linen.
Linen.
Which is a beige color or the white cotton.
Yes.
And is it always red?
No. They can use the red, blue, black, white.
Is it always one color?
One color.
Yellow.
Not much yellow, but they're using. But it's one. And they use in...
All these years, they're still using one color at a time.
Uh-huh. Yes, they not mix. That's now, a tradition, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
They dye their thread, used to be, you know?
They dye their own thread.
What's the thread made out of?
That's cotton.
Cotton,
that's a heavy cotton. It's not pearl, not shiny, just heavy.
Uh-huh.
You can see the mat.
Mm-hmm.
And
would they ever mix, a red thread on the blouse and the blue on the skirt?
Yes.
Right? So they will
can.
Do that.
They will do that. This is for the decoration of the house, what I'm talking about now.
Uh-huh.
On the dress, what you saw on that picture, they use silky material on the apron, and they use three different color.
Oh.
Used to be red, white, and green. That's the reason is it, because that's Hungarian colors. And they are oppressed by the Romanians now, and they use the Hungarian color on their dress.
Right, Transylvania is Romania.
Yes, Romania.
But they use the Hungarian colors.
Yes.
And that's red,
white and green.
Green. Now, how are they going to use white on the white cloth?
But not, I'm talking about on the dress.
Okay, what color would the dress be?
The dress, they have the skirt. You know what you saw? The skirt is many different color.
So like, I saw reds.
Red, blue, and
it's a
mauve,
satiny.
Yes. And they used for the design, the embroidery on the apron. They used the colors. And they used the ribbons. And on the dress, they used different color. Now, some of the region, they embroidered the sleeves of the dress to different color, you know, because it's that is a different way how they use it. They use this one solid color. That's an old fashioned one.
Mm-hmm.
The new one they use two colors.
Uh-huh.
And they have.
It's okay.
Do you have more time?
Plenty of time.
Okay, and on the dress. They have, you can see the shirt. The shirt's neck and the sleeves, they have very heavily embroidered, but that is wool. It's not pure cotton.
So to just kind of summarize, because I'm trying to understand all this,
yes,
and it's a lot to learn. In the house, they use, for the decorations, they use the unbleached linen or the white cotton, and one color at a time.
Yes.
On the dress, they use a satiny material.
Yes.
And they use three colors, red, green, and white, for the Hungarian colors.
Yes.
Even though Transylvania today is in Romania.
Yes.
You got it.
Yes. Well, buddy, you got it.
Took me 8 months.
Yes.
No, I think it's yours.
No, it's a lot to follow.
It's
especially when I can't pronounce the words.
Yeah, you're doing great.
You're doing great, and it's very, very important.
It's one of
the yes, it
languages
is.
Too.
Yeah, because you know, there's everything involved.
Yes.
Like the colors, using the colors of Hungary, even though they're in Romania, that's important.
Yes. Yes, very, very much. You
now,
know,
your region, your home region was where?
My home region is Budapest. But
which
my
is,
mother
which,
is Budapest. No, Budapest,
region.
That's a, and my father's side is from Mezőkövesd, Matyó. My mother's side from Transylvania.
Okay.
So this is the combination. And half heart here, half heart there.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother taught me to do the design and embroider the Transylvania. Now, this is the sentence, the what we called buttonhole stitch and white chain stitch. One part, this is one kind of embroidering what they're using.
Mm-hmm.
But they're using the long leg cross stitch too,
mm-hmm.
in Transylvania, one color, solid color.
Mm-hmm.
And I will show you what my mother did. It came with her, his scarf.
Okay, let's, give me pronunciation. This is the four regions.
Yes. One is, first is Dunántúl.
And that's the same as
Transdanubia.
Okay.
Second is Nagy Alföld, as the Great Plain area.
Right. Third.
Third is Felvidék, as Highland region.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth is Erdély, as Transylvania. Like Pennsylvania, but not Transylvania.
Right.
Okay. So this is the fourth one.
Wherever you have the rivers, the Great Plains, and between west of the Danube is the Dunántúl, that's across the Danube, and the whole region which belongs to Romania now is Erdély, the most precious.
Transylvania, that's now
she was born here. She was born here.
Sylvia's mother. You're from Transylvania.
Yes,
not quite. My father was.
Uh-huh.
My mother was born here.
Uh-huh.
This was my mother was born.
And my father was born where?
And the two
right.
the two rivers are the
right
Danube and what's the other river?
The Danube comes like that.
T-I-S-Z-A.
Two together.
Tisza River.
Tisza.
T-I-S-Z-A. And the Danube.
Okay.
And if you know the name of it, Tokay wine.
Wine,
there is the here from here, the Tisza River, top of the Tisza River, Tokay wine. That's
and what are the mountains that surround the country?
Carpathian
mountain.
Carpathian.
This is almost, I can show you where is the mountain started.
Right there.
Yes. Here is when the Tisza, the Duna entered the country, the Carpathian Mountains are
the Duna is the Danube.
Right, Duna is Danube.
Uh-huh.
That is the Carpathian Mountains, all the way down here.
So the Great Plains is in the middle.
Middle.
It's also a lowland.
Lowland. We call it Carpathian Basin. This was an economical unit, you know. The highland give the minerals and the wood for the lowland, and the lowland give food for the highland people.
Right. How low is the lowland?
Country.
Is it real low?
The highest hill is about 100 feet.
Uh-huh.
100 feet, yeah.
The highest.
So
highest
it's like Florida or something?
Yes.
As far as elevation?
Flat
yes.
elevation.
Flat,
it
low,
used to
and
be
good farming.
Yes, good farming. Very good.
Yeah.
This used to be a
Sea level.
Uh-huh.
It was a seabed.
Seabed
for 5,000-6,000 years
have
ago.
Drainage
yes.
canals and
yes.
like in
yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And
yes. these are draining down to the Black Sea.
Uh-huh.
So these are this is the you know as a hogy mondjam az esés ennek that is they have drop.
The natural
drainages.
Most peculiar thing is every river or creek comes into the middle of the basin.
The lowland.
Mm-hmm. And everything is flowing into the Duna or Danube or Tisza. Except two really rivers, one here and one over here flows out of the country. The rest of them, everything comes right into the country, into the
Danube River
basin.
So that makes it very rich.
Rich soil, and
it's always good fertilizer.
You know where
now, since you know the
geography.
the country, you have to go there.
Now I have to go.
And yes. Then you can you recognize the regions.
Yeah, no, that's great.
So these are the high, and only 7 passes when you can get through the high mountains.
Mm-hmm. The rest of them,
that you cannot climb over because it's high. And this is Tatra, you know what they call now, hogy mondják a Tátrát?
Tatra.
That is it here. That's very high. Mennyi 2000
meter? It's about around 10-11,000 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are many 10,000 feet peaks in this area. And you know, all the valleys,